Hello. Before we start, just make sure that you're nice and comfortable. Either sit down comfortably or lie down comfortably. That's right. Just make sure when you're in a place that it's a place where you feel safe. And now close your eyes. And carefully listen to my voice. And I want you to know that some people relax a little and some people relax a lot. And that's fine. Just remember that however much you relax, you relax in your own way. So now just make yourself more comfortable and take three lovely big breaths. That's right, three lovely deep breaths right down into your tummy, allowing your body to relax more and more with each deep breath you take. Good. Continue to breathe normally now and notice how your breathing has slowed down. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, you may hear other noises around you, but you find it quite easily to ignore these other sounds. In fact, the only sound that is important now is the sound of my voice. And you find it really easy to ignore any other sounds. You find it easy to concentrate and to listen to the sound of my voice. Each and every word I say will help you to relax more and more. Notice how peaceful you have become. Notice how soft your muscles begin to feel. You feel relaxed and safe. Just let that warm, comfortable feeling spread across your whole body now. Notice where your body feels most relaxed and let those feelings spread around your body, starting at your toes. Gentle waves of relaxation spreading from your toes into your feet and up your legs. Comfortable feelings spreading into your tummy, into your chest. Those relaxed feelings moving into your shoulders and travelling down your arms to your hands and your fingers. Let those warm, comfortable feelings spread into your neck. And across your face and up to the top of your head. Good. You're doing really well. Just listen to the sound of my voice as you may slip into a sleepy daydream, drifting and floating, floating and drifting. Comfortable, safe, calm, and totally relaxed. As I invite you to come on a journey with me now, your mind is powerful and your imagination is amazing. So amazing that it can transport you to any place you choose. And today we'll travel together into space on an adventure in the sky, way, way above the Earth. So join me as we fasten our seatbelts and get ready for takeoff, counting down with each number and becoming more and more relaxed. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we are away. Hold on tight. Here we go. Relaxing in our rocket. Feel your body as it touches the chair, your back sinking into the supportive cushion. Press back against the chair as we climb higher and higher into the sky. Your back pressing into the seat, sinking comfortably into the chair. Feeling secure and safe. You suddenly realise that any worries that you may have had, any concerns or negative feelings, have been left down on the earth. And they seem to be smaller and smaller. The further away from earth you travel, smaller and smaller. Becoming so small that they become insignificant as you leave them behind and continue our journey into space. Realizing now how excited you feel, thinking about how excited the scientists must have felt when they studied the solar system many years ago. So look out of your window now. What can you see? What are your observations? Be a scientist. Observe the night sky. It is pitch black, studded with stars as they twinkle and glow. Feel your body relax as it rests in your rocket. You know stars as they twinkle and glow. Feel your body relax as it rests in our rocket. You know the sun is only a star in our solar system, and although you may see many stars in the distance, there are many light years away, very far away from our solar system. Look at those faraway stars twinkling like silver glitter in the black velvet sky. Look back at planet Earth. The Earth is the only planet known to have life. Observe from your rocket window as the Earth revolves around the Sun, knowing it will take 365 days to make a complete revolution. Too slow for us to see here in space. At the same time, the Earth spins slowly around on its own axis. And this is called rotation, but this rotation is so slow we can hardly see it moving from here in our rocket. But this rotation is so slow. Did you know that many years ago people thought that the Earth was flat like a pizza? That's a fun fact, isn't it? We have learnt a lot since then. But there is still plenty we don't know. From here in our rocket, we can see that the Earth is actually a sphere, like an orange or a football. Can you notice that most of the Earth's surface is covered in water? About 70% of the Earth's surface is covered with water. Travelling on now through our solar system, a solar system that has 8 planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. We will travel first toward the Sun. Suddenly, the whole of the rocket lights up. Brilliant golden light streams through the windows as we travel closer to the Sun. We cannot look directly at the Sun, as it would damage our eyes. We cannot go too close, as the heat would be too much. The Sun isn't a planet, though. It's a star. The Sun is a star at the centre of our solar system. It's too hot to go any closer. The Sun is 330 times as big as the Earth. The Sun is huge and hot, bigger than anyone could imagine. An incredible star that keeps us warm and gives us energy. Leaving the Sun now, we continue on our travels. And next through the window, we can see Mercury, a grey planet, made of mostly rock. The planet closest to the Sun, and the smallest planet in our solar system. The temperature on Mercury is scorching, reaching over 400 degrees Celsius. We can feel this heat as our rocket gets just a little bit warmer. But we are warm and comfortable in our rocket as we soar through the night sky. Travelling on now to Venus, another planet made mostly of rock. Greyish brown in colour. A planet with lots of activities and volcanoes. Getting closer to home now, toward planet Earth. We now come nearer to our moon. Focus your attention on the moon. It is this small sphere, a satellite in fact, that orbits or travels around the Earth. Hold tight, we're going to travel closer to the moon, a place that has been visited before, a place where there is no gravity. A place where, as if you stepped outside our rocket, you would float. Can you imagine what fun that would be? As we get closer, you can see that half of the moon is in the shade and half is in the light. We only ever see one side of the moon. On the moon's surface, there are lots of craters. Can you see them? They look like holes on the moon's surface. They are made from meteor showers, rocks that crash against the surface. Life has never been found here on the moon, but we know that the moon is very important to help life on Earth, even though it is far away. We are passing Earth now. We travel on. We are coming closer to Mars, also known as the Red Planet. Red because it is home of the largest volcano in our solar system, made mostly of rock. Let yourself feel warm and comfortable as you look at the Red Planet. We pass Mars, look out of the window to see Jupiter. The biggest planet, a planet made from helium and hydrogen gas. What colour is it, I wonder? Brown, orange, and tan, with white cloud stripes. It is so big that when we leave Jupiter and continue on our journey, and now we are passing close to Saturn, a beautiful planet made of very many different colours. Let your eyes rest on the blue, grey and golden shades. Another gas giant. Secretive Saturn with its rings. Rings that nobody knows how they got there. And zooming on now, look out of the window and see if you can spot Uranus. Look out for a beautiful green and blue planet. It was the first planet to be discovered by a telescope, a cold planet, with its rings that go from the top to the bottom. They are like this because the planet is actually on its side. Scientists think that this may have happened because of a collision with another planet in the sky. We are now travelling towards Neptune, known as an ice giant, the coldest planet in our solar system. It is a cool shade of brilliant blue. Feel your eyes drawn towards the blue. A calm and peaceful blue planet. Can you see the ice on Neptune's surface? Continuing on our way now, we are passing Pluto, a dwarf planet. It used to be called the ninth planet. And so we have travelled to each of the planets in our solar system, the planets in order of their distance away from the Sun. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Not forgetting Pluto, the dwarf planet, and also our very own moon that orbits the Earth. And now settle back in your chair as we return to planet Earth, a beautiful planet. Observed from space, it is mainly blue. Blue from the water. 70% of the Earth is made from water. Green from the land, white from the snow and ice in the polar regions. The coolest part of the planet, brown from the land. Can you see each of these colours? Your eyes are drawn towards a beautiful blue sea, teeming with life. Earth is the only planet in our solar system that has life, that we know of anyway. Who knows what is further out there? But that's for another day and another adventure. So settle back into your chair, make your seatbelt firmly secured, and here we go. Entering the Earth's atmosphere. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we are back on Earth. Safely back on Earth in our rocket. And our journey into space is over for today.